Light snow will move through the Midwest tonight and tomorrow, especially in the western and some south-central portions of the region. Most of this precipitation will come out of the Dakotas and move through Iowa and Missouri into portions of Illinois before falling apart as it moves off further to the southeast. This system is going to be bringing a little punch of cooler air behind it as well, and we don't expect it to be anywhere near as cold as it was last week, but we will still have a cooler bias still prevailing across the region. A dusting upwards to 2 inches of snow will likely come with this event. There may be a couple of counties in the Dakotas that may get a little bit more than that. But the system will move along fairly quickly. It'll be difficult for it to accumulate more substantially than that. We'll look for some lighter snow, maybe snow flurries or snow shower activity occurring across some areas in Indiana and Ohio. And, of course, Michigan will continue to deal with some lake effect snows for a little while. Another disturbance, in fact, two of them, will come across the northern parts of the Midwest as we go from Friday into the weekend. Each one of these disturbances will produce a little wave of light snowfall, and most of it will occur from the Dakotas into Michigan. We don't expect it to be very significant to the south of that region. Anywhere from a dusting to a couple of inches may occur with those waves as well. And now we will expect to see a few rain showers occur as we move towards the end of the weekend in parts of the eastern Midwest. This will occur on Saturday afternoon into Sunday morning. The precipitation is going to be disorganized, but there will be at least a little bit of shower activity occurring. Precipitation is going to still continue Sunday afternoon into Monday, may increase just a little bit in Kentucky and southern Ohio before shifting to the southeast out of the Midwest proper. After that, we'll see another return flow of moisture coming into the western Corn Belt. This will take place mostly Monday night into Tuesday, and that sets the stage for the next storm system of size to begin influencing the Midwest. A large Pacific storm system will slam into California as we go through the late weekend and early part of next week. That storm will carry a lot of moisture into the Rocky Mountain region. The storm system itself will break up as it moves across that region. We'll see a little bit of a low pressure center in the upper parts of the Midwest, and probably a new one will form in the lower parts of the region, more likely in Arkansas or the Delta. All of this will take place during midweek next week, and so the Midwest will likely see precipitation develop in quite a few locations. Rain will be more generalized from parts of the lower Midwest into the eastern parts of the Midwest, while snow will probably occur in the upper parts of the region. That system is obviously a week away, so we can't focus on it too much at this point in time. The bottom line for the Midwest between now and the first part of next week is not a bad scenario, but with all the moisture that's in the ground from recent rainfall, we're probably not going to be able to see much progress made in some of the late season harvesting across the region. Our temperatures over the next few days will still have a bit of a cooler bias, but it'll be pleasant, I suppose, for this time the year. 20s and 30s will be the case in the northern Midwest today, while 30s and 40s occur in the lower parts of the region. Tomorrow highs will be mostly 30s and 40s across all areas except the far northwest, where the next bitter cold air mass will force temperatures to the single digits and teens in the afternoon tomorrow. That cold air will move through the Midwest as we go from Thursday into Friday. Mostly Thursday will be the coldest day, though. We'll look for teens and 20s in the northern part of the Midwest, while 30s and a few temperatures near 40 will occur in the south. Low temperatures behind this cooler air mass will be impressive in the upper parts of the Midwest, where negative single-digit readings will occur perhaps on Thursday morning, but most of the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest will see 20s that morning. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.